Hey, this is J-Rock. You're about to listen to the Bone-In Podcast. We'd like to remind you that the Bone-In Podcast is a comedy podcast. And despite any insistence from anybody on this podcast, we are not experts of any kind, including scientists or doctors. All the research was performed by a bunch of idiots who apparently have way too much free time on their hands. All the information contained within is for entertainment purposes only. Our language will be lewd, obscene, crass, and generally offensive. So if that's not your particular cup of tea, this podcast might not be for you. Or if it is, but the kids are still up, maybe come back later. But if you're still here, enjoy the show. Forms of life share in their need to consume some form of sustenance. So it makes sense that all animals spend the majority of their energy acquiring more energy. Some hunt, others graze, and some just pull into the drive-thru. In a way, life revolves around food. But just as food can give life, it can also take it away. Like some sick, twisted irony, the very object that gives us life also holds a propensity for taking it. And I'm not talking about diabetes.
What kind of animals go to the drive-thru?
Humans.
Bears. Oh. I've seen videos of bears do it.
Going to the drive-thru?
Yeah.
I've seen bears go into people's cars and stuff and take dumpsters. I've never seen one in a drive-thru.
Did you see, you remember the video of the one rolling the dumpster away?
Yeah, at the that restaurant.
It was right over here, right? That was funny.
That was Edelweiss, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. He's like, oh, fuck yeah.
He'd obviously never been there because their food is totally bleh.
Well, anyways, why are we talking about that? Because this is the Bone In Podcast.
You're welcome.
And today we're talking about when food bites back.
I think it's very, this is a good theme because it's around the spooky season. And yeah.
Just past Hallow's Eve.
Spooky things happen.
Very eventful. Did you guys do anything?
Nope.
We didn't have a single trick-or-treater.
Yeah, me neither. That's getting, I've noticed that.
I had like five. I updated my yard, and since then people like come up. It no longer looks foreclosed, so people are no longer scared of it. So I've had like five or six trick-or-treaters.
I think like they all like gather their kids and like they do like the trunk-or-treat shit, or they
but
go to a church or something.
This year.
Really?
Yeah. All the trunk-or-treats were canceled because of how cold it was.
Mm.
So
that wasn't that bad. It always snows on Halloween around here. You should be used to it.
Yeah, like Halloween's the beginning
season.
If it's not cold on Halloween, then it's weird.
Yeah. Very weird. You know what's also weird?
Death by food?
Yes.
When your food eats you.
When your food bites back.
In Mother Russia, food eats you.
So we wanted to cover some of the incidents surrounding eating competitions. And as I started to dig into it, I found that there's actually a lot of death.
A lot of incidents.
A lot of incidents surrounding food. So I thought it'd be fun to start with some disasters surrounding food.
Wasn't there a president that almost lost his life to a pretzel? He had to give himself. It was George W. Bush Jr. that choked on a pretzel and had to give himself the Heimlich maneuver.
But it's
he
just,
had to hump himself?
Mm-hmm.
It's just George W. It's the old one's H.
Oh.
George W. I mean, maybe
there's Herbert Walker and Walker.
I don't know.
They're both named after
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I was going to say the Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
That was going to be a joke for a second, but I didn't know that was real life. But
no, they're both named after Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Character that appeared in the 90s, way after they were born.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Little known fact.
Yeah. Time machine. I don't watch these shows. I don't keep up with politics. I just know that he choked on a pretzel. Anyways, Jared.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So I learned something. I didn't cover that.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys ready to dive into it?
Let's dive in.
Let's
do some diving.
Kind of like the people did in the Great Boston Molasses Flood.
Molasses sounds fun because it's delicious, but this reading into it, that doesn't sound so fun.
Molasses is weird.
So when you So there was a flood of molasses?
Yes, there was. In January 15th of 1919, a 50-foot tank full of molasses ruptured, sending a wave down Commercial Street in Boston.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that I don't think that sounds like enough molasses to cause a wave.
Well, it was enough to move up to 35 miles per hour, which I thought was kind of weird. It was like, how the hell?
That also seems contradictory to what I know about molasses.
Molasses is very viscous.
But if it's falling.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily.
So it fell 35 miles an hour?
Well, you got to think it was a big ass tank.
So 50 feet tall?
I think it was 50 feet
wide?
Round.
Round. That's a pretty big tank. Yeah.
It is a big ass tank. So big that it killed 21 people and injured 120.
I wonder if this molasses was it also warm? Like, that's another thought, because cold molasses is different than like warm molasses.
I've heard Boston pretty cold most of the time, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's cold. So it'd be more viscous if it was colder. I don't know.
What might have mitigated some of the deaths if it was. Maybe it was a hot summer night and it was nice. And,
ooh, a hot
nice
summer night. Well,
it was January 15th, so it's cold.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Duh.
I have questions about this.
I wrote it.
Yeah. Well, when is Jet? Is that in the winter?
It sure is. Yeah. It's. I think that's the dead of winter. That's
literally
right smack in the middle of it.
No.
Well, it was the dead of winter for these 21 people.
It sure was. So one of the haunting parts.
How do you get injured by molasses? That's it. Because it says, so 21 people died, and I don't want to, you know, it's a sad thing, but 120 people were injured by molasses, and that's fucking funny.
I wonder, do you want to see my molasses scar? I wonder if it's just because it's so heavy, like it's a very dense fluid. Maybe
got stuck in their hair.
Well, part of it was when the tank ruptured, it shot metal and like shards and bolts out.
Oh, so weren't injured by molasses. They were injured by tank.
I don't know for sure, but I think that was
speculating.
Part of it. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
And then you also got to think, if it's slamming up against a wall, it wipes your feet out from underneath you, smack your head on the concrete or get hurt. Or, you know, what was the level of injury? Someone just gets a minor scratch. You call it an injury.
I could have not interrupted you and waited for you to read the next part of the.
No, it's all good. It's good dialogue.
Is it?
It is.
It's hilarious when people get
murdered
by
molasses.
Syrup. No, not murdered. Just the people who got hurt.
Just mildly.
I feel bad for the people that died.
Yeah.
But the people who got hurt.
I feel bad for the people that died, because most of the deaths were from asphyxiation from people who got trapped inside their homes and drowned in it, which sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that does sound bad.
That is like, it's like quicksand almost. It's a thick viscous fluid that, like, at first they're like, ooh, no. And I bet that it was kind of funny at first. They're like, doo, doo, doo. They're like, oh wait.
Oh, how fun.
Do you want to start taking bets on how many times Melinda says viscous?
Yeah, I'm going to go with, what's the time span we're talking here?
The rest of the podcast.
I'm not going to say viscous from here on out. Is there
does
more?
That count?
She just said it. That's one.
Do you think that there's other like viscous items in here that I might mention it?
Well, I can weave it in.
I've noticed you like that word. So.
I do like that word.
It's
though.
A good word.
Is it? Is it a good word?
Yeah.
How else would you describe molasses? How would you describe molasses?
Sticky.
Thick.
Thick.
Two C's. Yeah.
Two C's.
Yeah.
Brown as fuck. It is brown. It's brown as fuck.
It is. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
Right. I'm not with you on that. It's weird.
I like it.
What do you, so other than cookies, what do you use molasses for?
Barbecue
sauce?
Yeah, I guess there's that.
Killing people?
Yeah.
That's good for that.
Yeah.
Drowning them.
Trapping them in their homes. If you have a need for that.
Should the need arise.
All right.
So what's the other great tragedy food related?
Second great
thoughts food and prayers.
Related, drink related, but I mean, same thing.
To the victims of the.
Thoughts and prayers of the victims of the 1919.
99.
Great Boston molasses.
I think I would have remembered that.
Is that what he meant when he said party like it's 1999? Just like everybody getting crunk on glasses.
Who said that?
Molasses.
Prince?
Prince of what?
Molasses.
Hmm. All right, London Beer Flood. Tell us about that.
London Beer Flood, October 17th.
This sounds like a fun one.
Actually, it is. So the Muin Company Brewing, again, ruptured vat. Apparently happens quite a bit. I wonder if this happened at, fermentation. You get a lot of pressure inside of it and then just boom. Didn't mention that, but when the first one ruptured, it created a chain reaction, knocking and spilling over all the other vats in the brewery, spilling between 128 and 323,000 gallons.
Of beer?
Of beer. Specifically, porter. And the resulting wave of porter destroyed the back wall of the brewery and swept into an area of slum dwellings known as the St. Giles Rookery. I was going to ask, so I found that out right before I came over here. You guys know what a rookery is?
No, I was just about to ask what a rookery is.
Oh, it's where they make rooks.
Oh, that's where they come from.
Yeah. For the chessboards.
Well, that's not as exciting as I thought it would be.
I actually have no idea. Do you know? You didn't find out?
No, that was one of the last things I wrote before I headed over here.
Huh.
What is a rook in chess? I know they have like a certain movement, but like what?
I know that in checkers, they don't exist. Oh, so I don't care.
I know what a pawn is. I know what everything else. But I don't know what a rook is. If you are a listener.
It's the pointy one, isn't it?
I have no idea.
It's the. Do you think it's. I thought it was a priest.
The horsey is a knight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The castle
is that
is
rook?
A knight. And the queen is also a knight. So that's what I know about chess. And I know that people get mad when you knock over all the pieces and start punching, which is my style. Which is apparently illegal, so I don't know anything about chess.
I feel like if you are listening right now and you know what a rook or a rookery is, send us a comment somewhere, because I'm curious.
Are you sure it's not a typo? Maybe it's a hookery.
It could have been.
Because maybe there's a bunch of hookers got killed by beer.
No.
Actually,
sorry, sex workers.
Sadly, they were not hookers. Of the seven deaths, five were people who were attending a wake of a recently deceased 2-year-old Irish boy.
Holy shit.
So talk about a shitty week.
Yeah.
So what this was like right out, they just came back from the wake?
They were in, it crashed through their home. They were in their home and
The wake?
Yeah, all the people who died were in their homes.
Jesus.
But the wakes back at that time would last for like a week. So that's kind of,
I think it depends on who's doing it.
Yeah.
But it does say here it was an Irish boy, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's really depressing.
They like to get loaded, I think, Irish folks.
Yeah, he probably would have liked that.
Yeah.
Several of them did like it because I couldn't confirm this, but allegedly there was one additional unconfirmed death resulting from someone drinking themselves today, supposedly.
To death.
Supposedly, a lot of people were out taking advantage of all the free beer on the street.
When you were talking about, like,
that's what I would be doing.
That was literally what I was like, oh man, go grab your straws.
Not a big fan of porters, though.
But so you're thinking about that in the perspective of today's time, but you got to think, horse shit on streets used to be a major problem back in the past. So this is going out in the streets, collecting in the gutter, and people are just like, that's fine. I'll drink this beer.
I had a bee land in my beer this summer and I gagged like as I was like trying to drink it. It was from a glass and I can't imagine anything else floating in my beer.
Beer or there was a bee in your beer and you drank the bee or you just saw it and you gagged?
It happened kind of simultaneously. It was just not like I had beer in my mouth as the bee was in there and I couldn't handle that. So.
The thought of the tainted, yeah, the tainted
just the
beer
thought
got
of
to
like,
you.
Yeah.
That's a very tragic story.
Not as tragic as a 2-year-old Irish boy's wake.
No, you almost drank a bee. How do you go on after that?
Was it still alive?
No.
Did you save
like
the bee?
Well, no, it was, but like by the time like I had a mouth, it was just, it was a lot. There's a lot going on. Made me gag.
Thoughts and prayers to the bees family. Mirinda?
Miranda?
Cruelly snuffed out with her beer.
Reckless, really.
Yeah. And this is not related to the podcast, but I thought it was relevant because they got a bailout from the government. It was a rebate on HM excise. It's just typical shit. The rich have been getting bailed out for years. Nothing's new.
So these rich beer folks killed seven Irish boys. Whatever it said.
I think it was a family of seven.
A family of seven Irish boys.
Well, five in the family, two unrelated.
Two of them were Irish boys.
Well, the other one was really sad too. I think the other one was like a girl that like her head smacked into the wall or something like that. I didn't get too far into it.
She's at the school of
so
blind
anyway,
and deaf. And
these rich guys murder these seven Irish boys and then they get money for it.
And they got a rebate on all the lost beer.
Jesus. I mean, it never changes.
What else?
It's always been that way.
Yep.
What else you got?
On to the Great Milda disaster in May of 1878.
What was so great about it?
Nothing.
Oh.
It was at the Minneapolis Flour Mill, largest mill in the world at the time. And from what I could tell, it was more of like a compound of mills. Unknown what the source of ignition was, but it lit that motherfucker up. I think it's kind of similar to like a sawmill or
a lot of
coal
dust
mine.
Particles.
Yeah, you get that fine dust filling up the air. You get an ignition source and it just combusts. Ugh. Killed all 14 workers that were present at the time. The blast was heard across the city, blowing granite chunks as far as 8 blocks away and shattering windows miles in each direction. 4 more people died fighting the fire, and the remaining 5 mills, as I mentioned before, that were around it, all burned down as well.
That's a lot
sympathetically,
less fun.
Yeah.
Just to be with their brothers.
We will not go on without you.
Yeah.
It's a lot less fun than the beer one. Like, I would rather die drinking a vat of horse poop beer than, like, dying in a fiery death. These aren't very... when you said, like, death by food, I was like, oh, yeah. But these are
food-related deaths.
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't get any better.
Could you imagine, like, my papa died from burning flour? Like, that is such a sad way to go.
I think dying by fire was pretty common back then, though.
No.
Fire's just sort of what happened. Seems like every city has some great fire that happened in their past. Yeah. Shit just burned down a lot.
And, like, flour, I've burnt flour before, and it is, like...
Use your words.
Flammable?
It makes a fire?
It makes a fire. It's flammable. Yes.
And it's extremely flammable.
Yeah.
So I guess the only silver lining in this was that it made national news and eventually sparked so much outrage that it created some safety reforms for mills. So I guess that's the.
Yeah, I think
it's sad that we
like,
have to have tragedy to get to that point.
On a bit of a side note, when I was reading this, I read it as National Jews, and I was very confused. I was like, "What? Made National Jews?" Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
I feel like it's. Like vat, so 2 of these are from vats. The other one, so
vats are the enemy.
It's
vats
it's
are
not the
extremely
food that
dangerous.
Are killing the people. It's vats.
Vats are killing people
yeah.
at an alarming rate in the past.
Probably a great deal.
I think
of
we've
neglect.
We've licked vats at this point. Like we got vats down. I don't think it's. It never happens anymore, right?
I don't know.
When's the last time you heard of a vat exploding?
I think no. He fell. There was a guy up north.
People fall into
that
them.
Fell into, and I got one of those
yeah.
in here.
Yeah.
Is a silo a vat?
I guess it's like an upright vat.
Yeah, because I know that people fall into corn vats like all the time. Well,
yeah. I mean, people fall into, you can't stop people from falling into shit. That's just, people fall into shit.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
People
too.
Fall into.
Yeah, like, but here's the deal. If
canyons.
It's kind of like, there is a, it's called an isotonian fluid. I think that's what it's called. It's kind of like if you mix cornstarch with water, how it is a solid state until you start messing with it and it turns into a liquid state. Corn in a vat will do the same thing. So you could land on it and it's fine. And as soon as you start moving, you sink it and you suffocate.
And you die.
You die.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Anyways, go on.
Next up, we have the cursed bread of Pont-Saint-Esprit.
Is there a vat involved?
No vats this time.
Okay.
But as you can tell from my perfect French enunciation, it's a village in France. In 1951, residents consumed poison bread during breakfast, causing hallucinations and madness.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of this.
This gets pretty fun.
Yeah, this is a big one.
So one man was convinced he was a plane, hurled himself out of a second-story window, despite breaking both his legs upon impact, continued to run down the street.
Awesome. Was this PCP bread or?
I think it's ergot. Or We'll get ahead of ourselves.
Why was the plane inside of a building?
Who put that plane there?
These are answers I don't have.
Is it that's why he jumped? He was like, I don't belong in here. I'm a plane.
This is wrong. This is against God.
I am a plane.
I'm a plane.
What were planes like in 1951?
They're the same as they are.
Almost identical like now.
Jet propulsion.
Nearly identical. To
yeah. Only the military gets new planes.
Yeah, true. Another man saw himself being eaten alive by snakes, and he described it as being quite terrifying. Said he would have rather died than live through that experience.
He would have rather died than be eaten alive by snakes?
Yes.
But he was on his
or hallucinate being eaten alive.
Or hallucinating being, I don't know, man. You're still alive at the end of the hallucination.
Yeah, but that can fuck you up.
Yeah, man.
I believe him. In all, more than 250 people were affected, and it lasted nearly 2 weeks. When it all said and done, 50 people were sent to asylums, and 7 had died. The official explanation was indeed accidental poisoning from ergot.
Yes.
Ergot.
I looked up the pronunciation. It's no, ergot.
You're a liar.
Maybe it's a French ergot. One. In America, we say ergot. I'm just kidding.
Ergot. I'm going to say ergot.
Motherfucker. Ergot.
And for any listeners who aren't familiar with what ergot was, first of all, go look up that in the relationship to the ergot. Salem witch trials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those fuckers. Got some ergot all up in them.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I mean, they were also crazy because they were Christians.
Religious,
yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
And isolated in a new world and all alone.
I mean, they were straddling a thin line already.
Yeah.
I feel like the Salem witch trials was a lot like.
Why is this funny? Use your words.
If two girls.
There's a snort.
If two girls went.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I got to cut that. Hold on.
Let's just move.
I feel like ergot. I can't. You can't do it. You do it. You know where I'm going.
I think, were you going to say this is like if two girls, one cup happened in the 80s?
Yes, that is what I'm trying to.
In the 1980s?
Yeah.
Or whenever the Salem witch trials happened? Because we've talked about this before. We know if two girls, one cup came out in the 1980s, it would have ended the world.
I mean, this is pretty similar. I feel like the Salem witch trials.
The ergot poisoning or the Salem witch trial? Or
you think that's the reaction we would have seen had it come out in the 80s?
They would
burn those women to
death. Them.
I think.
They would have killed them and all other women that had cups.
Any woman that went near a cup, it'd be like pointing and screaming and trials would be held. And
she's a witch.
She's a witch.
I think it would have been much worse. I think it would have ended the entire world.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like those two are very comparable, but
yeah, those are exactly the same thing in my book. Two girls, one cup, and the Salem witch trials.
Yeah.
Zero difference.
You heard it here, folks. So for anybody who isn't familiar with Urquhart.
Or Two Girls, One Cup.
Or Two Girls, One Cup. Don't Google it. Just don't.
Don't no, ever then, Google it.
Don't condone that.
Urquhart is a fungus that grows on rye plants, hence the bread. Contains alkaloids which cause ergotism in mammals that consume the tainted grains. While Urquhart itself does not contain lysergic acid diethylamide. Diethylamide. LSD.
Oh, mide. Diethyl.
It does contain lysergic acid as well as its precursor, ergotamine, which is a precursor for the synthesis of, once again, LSD. Hence, the hallucinations.
Diethylamide.
Is that right?
Have you ever taken lysergic acid diethylamide?
I have not.
No.
Me either.
That seemed really suspicious.
I mean, yeah, of course I have. Losers. Take some acid. Good. Take a trip.
I don't know if you were to eat, like, do you think that would be pleasurable eating?
Put acid in your brain.
Or do you think it would be like, it would be to be like too strong?
The bread or the LSD?
The bread.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of other health risks that come along with it.
Oh, yeah, like just like with mold and stuff. Like
yeah, that. It's a fungal infection.
Ew.
It's, you know, that ain't good.
You guys want to take some acid?
You got some?
Yes.
This podcast will get a lot better.
Let's drop acid right now and then finish this thing out. It'll be fucking weird.
I just want some pizza.
Oh yeah, let's get a pizza.
The funny thing though that I heard this on another podcast. I don't know how accurate this was. This all happened the night that the town's like physician got back from his vacation. So he got back from vacation, was like unpacking, and he started getting calls about like people are jumping out of windows and acting amiss. I just think that is the worst comeback from a vacation. Like you're like, ah.
Fucking figures.
Great.
Wait, who's coming back from vacation?
The town physician.
Oh.
And like unpacking and just being like, that was such a good vacation, you know, going to the beach. And then all of a sudden, Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah. For some reason, that reminds me of that time that Jared Leto went out to the desert to do handstands or whatever the fuck he does and came back and then like COVID was happening. And I didn't feel bad for that guy either.
Was he confused?
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
How long was he?
I would assume so.
How long was he out doing handstands?
I don't know, a week or two or 2 years.
Comes back,
I don't know all the details. I just heard.
Like a walkabout type thing.
Like, yeah, yeah. He was out there nature. Braiding his hair or whatever.
He comes back and he's like, did the apocalypse happen?
Eating armadillos. Whatever he does to stay.
Youthful.
Youthful.
Hmm. Man, weird.
Yeah. I don't know why that. You want to get a pizza?
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
But go for it.
Yeah.
That's where the story ended. By the way, or was it?
Or was it?
According to H.P. Alberelli, I'm going to mispronounce a lot of stuff.
Alberelli.
Figured that out.
Just go roll your tongue real hard.
Alberelli. I don't think it's Italian. That's not what I'm going for.
Oh, I don't care.
He proposed that it wasn't the explanation at all. It had nothing to do with Urquhart.
Urquhart.
He claims that a man named Frank Olson, a biochemist working for the Special Operations Division for the CIA, who mysteriously died 2 years later of natural causes falling out of a 13th story window.
Wow. Those are natural causes.
Totally natural causes. Anyways, he thinks there's a link between the two and the CIA.
Wait. Frank Olson died from falling out of a window?
Yes, 2 years after the incident.
After the ergot poisoning incident? Isn't that the Wormwood guy? Or it's like a whole thing about Frank Olson. I don't.
As a Wormwood, as a like hallucinogen? Or?
Yeah.
I don't know
what I'm talking about.
There was
about.
A lot more
There's
to
There's a documentary
it.
About it.
I really want to get this book. There was a lot more that I wasn't able to get into here. And I really wanted to because I want to see the link. But basically his suggestion was the CIA did it. And they killed Frank Olson because he had information about it to cover it up. And as I was writing that, I was thinking, ooh, how juicy. But then I started to think about it. And I was like, actually, I'd be more surprised to find out that they weren't involved in it.
What was the book called?
It's A Terrible
Cat
Mistake.
In the Hat. Oh.
The Murder of Frank Olson and the CIA's Secret Cold War.
Summer read. Or I guess winter read.
We should take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to take break before we go on to the next fun food related.
It's about
tragedy.
Ketchup, guys.
Yeah.
So come on back. You're going to. We're going to talk about some ketchup. We'll be back.
Next up, we have the Ludlow ketchup drowning. In 2010.
Mine says luck now.
Luck now?
It does say luck now. That's the opposite of what's happening.
Do you have different sheets than we have?
No, I think I just read it how I wanted to read it. Regardless, it's at the
Irregardless.
Again, I'm
going to sound stupid.
Mispronounce everything in this, but the
okay.
Aconcha food products plant in Indiana in 2010.
Uh-huh. 2010. Oh, recent.
Ooh.
The vats are back, but it didn't explode this time. A worker fell into it. A vat of fermenting vegetables. Soon to be ketchup, eventually drowning.
Oh, wow. It's like my mom always said, people be falling in vats, yo.
Apparently they do. I think this is pretty common as well.
Falling in vats?
Yeah.
Ketchup?
Molten steel, oil, I think everything.
You think anybody's ever fallen into molten steel?
Oh, I bet it's happened.
Ew. And like with the
Terminator
fermentation,
style.
Nobody knows and they're fermenting with the ketchup. Do they throw the ketchup out?
I didn't see that part. But five workers did jump in to try and help, but they were not aware of both the simmering temps and the toxic
Holy
fumes.
Shit. They all died.
All five
oh,
died.
Oh, no.
Wait. So isn't it six then?
Five workers jumped in to help. Yeah. So six total.
Gross.
Yeah.
Ketchup
loss. And they kept using the ketchup.
Oh, the way corporations
Let's just
work,
assume that they did.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
they're
like
we can't
is,
throw it all out. That's just
like
wasteful.
$3,000 out of our $1 billion industry. We can't
They're
throw
like,
it out.
Listen, guys, it's $8 worth of ketchup.
We'll never financially recover from this.
We'll have to get a bailout. $8 bailout.
Probably get the same bailout
those beer guys
got. So I was curious about how toxic fermenting vegetable fumes are.
How toxic was it?
Nice.
There's a lot of conflicting information.
How conflicting was it? This is fun. Let's keep doing this. This is a great joke.
Now I'm thrown off.
Get back on track, man. Use your words.
Back on track. The dangers of the toxicity of fermenting vegetables. Some people say it's the greatest thing ever and you can't get sick at all from it. And other sources of information said that it's extremely deadly. So what I did was I went and got the information from the National Library of Medicine, which states...
Library.
Fermented foods are widely consumed around the world. And are one of the prime sources of toxins and pathogenic microbes that are associated with several foodborne outbreaks. mycotoxins.
Isn't myco just a way to say a mushroom or like a fungus-borne toxin? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep, myco. M-Y-C-O.
Well, there you go.
Fungus-related.
Bacterial toxins. Is that a way to say those related to bacteria?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
Are you not?
I'm not.
Huh. I heard different, actually. Somebody told
me. Once upon a time. You heard on a podcast.
I heard it on a podcast.
That you was a scientist.
Yeah, somebody was saying that you were.
I heard that too.
I want to say that I'm not a scientist. I've never claimed
to be. Oh, now you say that.
Biogenic aminase.
Aminase.
And cyanogenic glycosides.
Yeah.
Was it?
Cayenne.
Here, you finish it. Finish it.
Cyanogenic glycosides.
Are the common toxins found in fermented foods in addition to the pathogenic microbes. So according to them, they can be quite dangerous. So be careful when fermenting your foods.
Yep. So what they're saying is that there is mushroom, or like not mushroom, I'm sorry, I keep on saying that, fungal activity.
Fungal activity.
You have bacterial activity.
Mm-hmm.
So botulism, which is really scary because that will literally like render you paralyzed. You will... That's what makes, you know, when people will get Botox,
botulized.
That's what Botox is botulism. So it freezes their face through a toxin mm-hmm. called botulinum. Mm. And then you have the...
A frozen face.
And then what you're saying is that biogenic amine. So like...
I mean, if you look good, you look good, yeah. Right?
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Glycosides. Like, it's all... That's not great. All of this. But I am one of those people where I did try to make kombucha in my house for like 6 months. So I'm kind of now worried about that.
About according kombucha? To the National Library of Medicine, you should be.
Yeah. About fermenting things.
Somebody was making kombucha at work once and it looked disgusting.
It has like a placenta growing on the top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a layer of...
Placenta?
Placenta. Yeah, yeah. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Hmm. It's called the mother.
The mother.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
That makes it even...
yummier. But I mean, sourdough is the same way.
I was going to say nastier.
Yeah. But...
Yeah.
Fun times.
Sourdough is the same way? I'm never eating sourdough again.
Yeah, but sourdough is all based off of a mother and like fermentation and...
A mother?
A mother.
You should switch to rye. You might get some ergot.
Ooh.
And then you can drip.
Dude, fuck bread.
So the one thing I've noticed about all of this
bread kills people.
There is no, there are no deaths that are caused by like hot wings. So that's good. Like there's no deaths
yet
so far that I've seen that are caused directly from like choking on something or eating something super fast. So that's really reassuring.
Well, that's at the end. And there was one that was a KFC eating.
Oh.
Competition.
Neat.
The man choked and died. Moral of the story, be careful with your fermented foods and be careful around vats full of vegetables.
I know that we're, as a society, juice. Worried about bats, but maybe.
I worry about when bats become men. That worries me.
I worry when vats become
bats.
I think it's.
Bats. I thought you said bats.
Yeah, no.
I was scared of bats.
No, I was saying that we are scared of bats, but I think more vat related. I should see like vat related death versus bat related death in America, because I'm curious to see the lineup.
I think they are both shockingly low and would be a complete waste of your time.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, your time is probably not worth
anything
that much.
Damn,
go for it. Look it up.
Moving along. So now we're going to move into unusual food-related deaths.
Oh.
Moving on from disasters.
So these are unusual foods.
They're unusual deaths.
Oh.
Crudité.
That is worded awkwardly there. These are normal foods resulting in unusual deaths.
Normal foods resulting in unusual deaths.
Correct. Like that of Martin of Aragon, which I looked up. This is used to be the... Mediterranean coast of Spain and southern France.
Yeah.
May 31st of 1410, which is amazing they knew the date. This is really stupid. He was suffering indigestion from eating an entire goose, must be friends with Nicholas Wood, when his jester walked in. When he asked him where he'd been, the jester answered, "Out in the next vineyard, where I saw a young deer hanging by his tail from a tree, as if someone had so punished him for stealing figs." The joke was so funny, man cracked up and died from it.
The dude was probably having a heart attack. He was like, indigestion, my heart, my chest. The jester pulled out the worst line that he could come out with, and he was like,
And died from it?
Yeah.
I don't get the joke.
I don't either. I had to read it a couple times, and awful. Maybe like a inside thing. Like they'd
Let's try it this way. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Out of the next vineyard where I saw a young deer hanging by his tail from a tree, as if someone had so punished him for stealing figs.
Could you do me a favor? Could you read this in the voice of Dansley?
Dansley died.
I know, but I wonder if maybe you would say it.
No.
Maybe it would be funny then.
He gone.
Well, so the reason I looked it up is because I thought about saying it in a ridiculous voice. English accent. Yeah, but it's Spain.
Yeah, I don't get. I still don't get the joke though.
No, that's not funny at all.
I mean, like, there's so many good jokes he could have died to.
It's how is ways. He? How is this food related?
There was a fig in the joke.
No, he ate a goose.
He ate a goose.
He's suffering from indigestion. Have you been listening?
No, I have. That's why I was saying he was having a heart attack. I bet it's not like heartburn.
Don't eat geese, people.
Well, I guess goose are just very greasy, so maybe
it's not that good.
Limit your goose. I've never had goose.
I'm not a big fan.
Is it like duck?
A little bit.
Yeah, then.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I've had duck. I know I've had goose.
I've had duck. They taste like mud. Dirt.
They taste like mud?
I don't know if that's
like earthy. They're kind of trashy.
Have you ever touched a boob?
What?
What just do unrelated. Have you ever... Did it feel like a bag of sand by any chance? Answer my question. Answer my really weird question. J-Rock, have you ever touched him?
I have. Didn't feel anything like a bag of sand.
No? Okay.
How are the two related?
They're not.
Okay. Well,
that's just what I thought of when you said it tasted like mud.
Do you know what ducks eat?
I just thought of Steve Carell going, it felt like a bag of sand.
Oh, okay. I see now.
I don't know what ducks eat, but I know what their peckers look like.
Do they eat boobs?
They don't eat boobs.
Describe their peckers.
They're corkscrews.
They're cloacas?
They do have like a corkscrew-shaped penis, so that way...
Cloacas.
They could hook up with the female ducks, and they're cloacas, and they can't swim away.
Creepy.
Yeah, it is a very creepy act.
Indeed. That's actually a pretty good segue because that's the last fun
because that's
one.
How this guy died.
Well, everything from here on out is actually pretty depressing.
Oh. So nobody
makes it out alive from here on out.
And again, we're laughing, but we're not laughing at the situation.
Of course not. No, many of these are.
We're laughing at the people.
No, we're not laughing at the
people.
I'm
going to laugh at this dude that died, 600 years ago. But many of these are more recent, and obviously that's, sensitive subjects.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, okay.
And we're not making light of the situation. We're just.
Aren't we, though? Isn't that what we're doing?
Not
anymore. We're not.
No. Not anymore?
No.
The buck stops here.
Like, if we laugh, it's simply to lighten up the mood because it's heavy.
Correct.
The mood is heavy.
So.
No more laughing, guys. So if you came here to laugh, go ahead and tune out now.
Let's get it out now. Anybody need a laugh?
I'm going to laugh anyway.
I'm not going to laugh at the situation.
I'm going to laugh at the situation.
I do this. I laugh.
And the people. Probably Melinda.
You can laugh at her all you want.
I'm going to laugh at her.
When I laugh, it is a coping mechanism.
I think that's a cope out.
Cop out?
Sure.
Okay. There's no police officers here. Anyways, oh shit, 420. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, as you said, 420 was how many days Mr. Sam Boward, 19 years old, of Sydney, Australia, spent in a coma after eating a slug infected with a rat lungworm.
Mm.
That's in the veterinary community. Lungworm,
I've heard of this
from
before.
Slugs is not unusual in more like California and southern states. Here, not so much because we don't have slugs.
Don't eat slugs.
Yeah, that would, yeah, I mean, that seems obvious, but honestly, I can put myself in this guy's position. They were out fucking around.
You ate a slug?
I ate a grub once.
You ate a grub?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
It was fine. It was one of those instances where somebody found a grub on a piece of bark. I was there with my friends and they were like, you won't eat that. And I was like, fuck if I won't.
Fuck if I won't. I will too.
I mean, I ain't no pussy.
Yeah. I'll eat a grub.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Why are we talking like that?
Like what?
Anyway.
But I mean, is that not how we came to this hot wing podcast? Is because I said I'm going to eat all these hot wings and you said, no, you won't. And now I'm going to prove it to you.
Oh, did you just get me?
Yeah, I did. Well, so there we go.
I only ate one grub.
You got caught.
I accomplished my goal.
Could you eat 200 grubs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, of course.
It's easy.
No problem.
I'll do it right now. You got some grubs?
Would you eat a slug?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because like I said, he spent 420 days in a coma, ultimately from angiostrongyliasis.
Angiostrongyliasis.
You just added like a bunch of letters that weren't in there.
I said them all. Angiostrongyliasis.
No, you added a bunch. There was already plenty and you're just throwing them in there.
I think I got them all. It's a parasitic infection by a roundworm of the angiostrongyliasis type.
Strongyliasis. Yeah, good.
Symptoms may vary.
You've got it.
None, which is crazy. You could potentially eat a slug and not even notice that you had one pass through you, to mild to meningitis.
The issue with like these roundworms, so lungworm or like
they, it's that they're round. We can only eat square worms.
Yeah. They migrate. So they do these things where in a normal vector, they wouldn't migrate. But when they get to the humans, they freak out and they'll go to like your eyes or your spinal cord. That
was actually how they described it. Because I guess in rats, they just simply pass through them.
Yeah.
But then in humans, the way it was described is they get lost. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they go to your brain. And that's where it caused meningitis, which I had to admit, I thought was a... respiratory infection for the longest time.
So meningitis is not in your brain. Meningitis is your menges, which is your spinal cord.
Yeah, you're correct. Yes. So 420 days later, when he woke up, he was paralyzed, spent 8 years paralyzed before he finally passed away.
Did he pass away from that?
Yes.
Oh.
The meningitis?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's a bummer.
Like I said, very terrible.
Which is crazy when you, like, I've had escargot before, but it is, like, boiled in butter. So I wonder if that's...
The butter fixes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The butter keeps away the roundworms.
Butter's magic. Eat lots of butter, everyone.
Yeah.
Butter,
in the 90s, they told us that butter you slugs.
Butter you slugs. What happened in the 90s?
They told us that butter was bad.
That's true. I think it was the 80s.
It was like the late 80s. I wasn't around in the 80s, so I don't know.
Were you not around at all?
Literally, no.
Fuck you.
But I just know that I grew up saying that butter was bad. And then in the 2000s, they're like, no, butter is good. And now I'm finding out butter could have saved this kid's life.
Yep.
If he had some butter on his slugs, it would have they'd just passed right through. Because the butter just lubricates the slugs.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's science, man. Check it out.
Moving along, this was pretty mind-blowing to me because I myself am a black licorice fan.
I do like black licorice.
A what?
A black licorice fan.
Oh,
turns out it's can be deadly. As a 54-year-old Massachusetts man found out in January of 2019.
That's really recent.
Very recent. He died from eating too much black licorice, up to two large bags each day over the course of 3 weeks. The sweetener in it, glycyrrhizic, this is the only one I was smart enough to actually put the pronunciation next to it, glycyrrhizic acid, the sweetening compound made from licorice root, can cause decreased potassium levels as well as high blood pressure, swelling, and heart failure.
Hmm.
This caused a drop in his potassium levels, which is how doctors figured out the cause. The very rate for cardiac patients, or it's very rare for cardiac patients to have low potassium.
Mm-hmm.
According to the doctor, this is common known health risk of black licorice.
So
not common enough that I knew it. But
yeah. So your heart runs on like electrolytes, potassium, chloride. There's one more that I'm missing. So that's crazy that he ate love, which is an electrolyte.
Yeah.
That's crazy that I wonder how much you were talking about the weight of like hot wings and whatnot. I wonder what like the weight over 3 weeks, that's two large bags each day. I wonder how much like in weight he was eating and how many grams of this.
I feel like he deserved it.
That is what? A lot. I mean, that's gotta
two
be hard,
large
right?
bags each day.
I do love black licorice though. Like I could go to town on black licorice.
Two bags? Over 3 weeks?
You wouldn't think, there's no warning label though. There's like, don't eat two bags a day.
It's like 42 bags.
I'm about to eat like 30 pounds of hot wings. So there's...
Fair enough.
I mean, people do.
You have questionable decision-making skills.
This guy too. I feel for him. He didn't think that it was going to be a life-altering decision to eat this much.
I mean, I guess they don't really... Two large bags, it's, you know... What's large?
A little vague.
Because I could definitely eat like, I don't know. The other day I bought some gummy candies and like I bought two bags. They were gone by the end of the day. So
I one time went to Costco and they had like a knockoff Samoa, like Girl Scout cookie brand.
Yeah,
I ate that whole entire thing on the way home.
Yep.
I knew that Grasshoppers, the knockoff.
Oh, yeah.
Thin Mints. Those are single servings.
Could you imagine?
Thin Mints are dumb.
Grasshoppers are better.
Can you imagine like going to town on a box of Grasshoppers and then incurring like terrible heart disease because of it? Like it's stopping your heart. Like, oh no, I was just enjoying a pastime. My one fix.
I got to check the ingredients.
Yeah.
What if there's more foods out there like this?
We don't know that.
This is excessive. So over the course of 3 weeks, like even if I ate a sleeve of Grasshoppers every day, I'd eventually get tired of that. That's a lot.
I've definitely gone through like weird hyperfixations of food items. I went through a pretty big Red Bull kick for like over a year where I had to like refrain from drinking them.
A concerted effort to cut back on the Red Bulls.
What's wrong with Red Bulls?
I don't think it's probably healthy to drink so many a day. I was just like, go to town.
It's not.
So, I don't know.
Should I stop? Red Bull on your flank right there?
Yeah.
I think you're fine. I drank. I've guzzled gallons of Red Bull.
Okay. And you're fine.
Look at me.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
One last thing I noticed about this was just how impressive doctors actually really are. To be able to whittle that down, and that's such an obscure thing to think. I get that it's commonly like, known, but still.
He died first, though.
Still.
Like, wouldn't it be more impressive if he didn't die?
If a doctor had ESP and they're like, hey, they like break in, and as he's going to town on like the second bag, they're like, don't do that, son.
Kind of a Minority Report for doctors. That would be impressive.
Oh, that's a good movie idea, dude.
Yeah.
Curing people before they get sick?
Yeah, write it down. Motherfucker.
We shouldn't brag. We're going to tell the world.
We'll have to cut this out.
But internal medicine doctors are amazing because they can read blood work almost like a math problem. It's crazy. Like, for instance, if somebody has low like chloride levels, I mean, somebody as in a dog, because I work with dog internists, if a dog comes in and they have low chloride levels and they've been throwing up, they're like, this dog has an obstruction because of the chloride content of your stomach. You're not, it's crazy. It's awesome when they go through blood work and look at things and there's like algorithms and it's pretty awesome.
Yay for doctors.
Yeah.
Yay for doctors.
So that's the, so,
the doctors are,
that's
cool.
It for the disasters. Now we're getting to the actual point of the episodes is how many people have died or some of the unusual incidents in eating competitions. I wanted to start
surely
with
surely there's no hot wings, correct?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yay. Like I said, there was the one I found.
Not yet.
But that was a breaded hot wing.
No, oh, go ahead.
Which you're going to see a little bit of a theme with bread.
Oh, good.
Just let the man talk.
I'm worried. Okay.
He's trying to fucking do the fucking thing.
He's doing his thing.
So I wanted to start with some general facts.
General facts about generals.
Yes.
Yeah.
To no one's surprise, choking in general is the fourth leading cause of unintentional injury deaths and just so happens to be the most common cause of death in eating competitions.
Are there many intentional choking deaths in eating competitions?
It's unintentional injury deaths.
Oh, injury deaths.
Like that's overall. So of all deaths.
Same question. Are there many intentional injury deaths in eating competitions? Is there a lot of murdering happening, you know, because of all the competition, you know, they're trying to take each other out. Yeah. Is that a thing?
Not even the competition. If you just saw an opportunity, someone you didn't like, you're like,
oh, yeah,
he's going in an eating competition. That's perfect.
All right, Jared.
And we're back. Oh, yeah. By the way, we took a break and we're back now. Yeah. So where are we at, Jared?
We just finished up talking about how choking in general is the fourth leading cause of unintentional injury deaths. I think you had some questions as to
injury deaths and
intentional versus unintentional.
Yeah, I would just, you know, I would think that there would be a fair amount of murders happening in a competitive environment, but apparently these people just don't care and don't choose to murder anyone.
Well, perhaps that's time for another episode.
Like sabotage.
Murder. Are there any murder podcasts out there?
I don't think so. Maybe that's what we should have done.
Yeah, that's what we should have done.
It would have been easier than eating 200 hot wings.
I feel like there's probably dozens of murder podcasts.
Dozens? Did you know that there are 660,000 podcasts?
Oh, good.
Is that all?
I'm sure it's like a low estimate.
I would have pegged it much higher than that.
So like you're saying we have a chance.
There's a chance.
So we have a one in 660,000 chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening and giving us that chance.
600,000 podcasts. Like more than, think about it like this. 500,000 plus 160,000 more. 500,000 podcasts. There's 500,000 podcasts.
I mean, that's a big number, but so call it on average, you have 3 people in the podcast.
I mean, right? How many TV shows do you think there are?
Over what span of time?
Like right now, active TV shows.
Active TV shows.
Much less though, because the production,
right,
the effort that goes into making a TV show is much greater than a podcast.
Oh, you would think, but I've seen some shows.
But I just, that's a lot of podcasts. But how many podcasts are no longer in production?
I think that's the active number is 660.
So you're saying I got a chance.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Hey guys who are listening, thank you for listening and putting our podcast above those podcasts.
Thank you for making our podcast number one on Apple Podcasts.
Hell yeah, you guys rock.
Thank you.
So anyways, tell us about death.
You mean in the U.S., like how many fatalities have come from eating competitions?
Oh boy.
It's between 9 and 7. Both formal and informal.
So
informal eating competition.
I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent, but I used to know this guy, and he would do this thing. He would say, I told you 6 or 5 times. And it wasn't his thing. He'd heard someone else do it, but it was just the funniest thing ever. I told you 6 or 5 times, you know, whatever. And it was, you know, it's like, why is he saying it that way? 6 or 5. Instead of 5 or 6.
I didn't do it. I don't know why I wrote it like that. I just did. Like I said,
it's
between 9 and 7. This dragged on much longer than I was anticipating. This is by far, I've put more work into this one.
This is a good episode. This is a great episode. Yeah.
So I was waning at this point.
It's just
between 7 and 9 fatalities.
22 deaths worldwide. Okay. Most deaths were listed here after 2000,
which is when the internet was invented.
Internet was invented, and I think the popularity of eating competitions really took off. So I'm guessing there's been a lot more in the past that just haven't necessarily been
undocumented.
Before. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You would think.
Especially now with YouTube, and there's all the like Eat With Me or the people eating like copious amounts. Like large
viscous, amounts. Copious amounts.
I haven't said viscous since we left molasses.
I haven't said it once.
Except for now.
Except for just now.
Does that count?
Of course it counts.
We never submitted an over under.
Yeah, we didn't, because she promised she wasn't going to do it and turn out to
maybe
be a liar.
Maybe Dan can add a ding every time I say viscous in post production.
Floodgates are open now.
Viscous.
So that gives you an idea of the body count surrounding. So not a ton, but also, you know, there's a very real risk involved.
Real risk.
So getting into some of the specific incidents, as I mentioned before, you're going to see bread come up a lot. In particular, very thick, viscous, doughy breads. Mm-hmm. So at a pancake eating competition, 20-year-old Caitlin Nelson of Columbia University collapsed on the floor, shaking uncontrollably after eating 5 pancakes.
Ugh.
2 nursing students present in the crowd administered care, followed shortly by EMS, but it was too late. She did have food allergies, but they stated that was not the cause of death. Official cause was never released, but it was apparent she was not choking.
5 pancakes isn't like a lot.
That's why I included it, because yes, it is. It is amongst the competition deaths. However, it appears something else was going on here. The family did file a wrongful death suit
against the pancakes.
The people who put on the competition. Oh. You can't.
That
sue
makes more sense. Yeah, you can't sue pancakes. What was I thinking?
That'd be a tough case.
Yeah.
Whew. Who was OJ's lawyer?
Kim Kardashian's dad.
It was Kim Kardashian, I think.
You'd have to get Kim Kardashian on that one. Yeah.
I do think about, could she have had, a vagal event? So
it was Johnny Cochran. Oh, yeah.
It was
Sorry. It took me a minute. And then I just had to shoot it out.
Why did I say Kim Kardashian's dad?
Because it was Kim Kardashian's dad.
Oh, was
he
it?
Was one of them too. But there was he had a bunch.
A bunch of lawyers. Weird. You do this thing when your stomach expands to a certain point, or like if you throw up, you trip your vagal nerve, which can make you have a syncopal event or a fainting event, but I don't think it'd be a seizure by any means. I don't know. It's very odd. That's a very odd case.
Shrouded in mystery, definitely. But yeah, very sad. So this second one, also very sad. So a man by the name of Edward Archibald of Deerfield, Florida. I didn't put a date on this, but this was also recent. I think this was just a couple years back. Entered a bug eating competition, the prize being a python. He consumed 60 grams of worms, 35 3-inch long superworms.
You can just buy a python, dude. That's not worth it.
They're probably expensive, right?
I don't know.
At least $200.
My music-hating drummer has one.
You should see how much you... Do you name it Swifty?
No.
What is it? Stude also finished it off with a bucket full of cockroaches. And he was doing well. Finished the competition, but he fell ill shortly after finishing and began vomiting. He was rushed to the hospital, but pronounced dead shortly after. The cause of death was asphyxia due to choking and aspiration of gastric contents.
I can kind of see that, because have you ever like choked on a popcorn kernel? Or like it kind of
like it gets stuck. Lodged
yeah, it gets
in your
all
throat.
Weird. Like hooks up to your like esophagus. You're like trying to get it out.
Yeah.
I mean, cockroaches.
You do that. You're like.
I feel like cockroaches would be very similar. They're very like.
They probably taste like popcorn.
Yeah, not they don't taste, but I mean, like their little legs. Throw it up, it gets caught. The little pieces.
And you have to dig them out of your gum too.
Yeah.
Use one of the legs to
just
get
like a popcorn.
Leg
yeah. Yep.
I feel like I could choke on a little piece of bug.
Anyway, yeah. I mean that one. I don't know if I feel. Because, like I said, you can just. I don't think pythons are that expensive, man.
I don't know how expensive they are, but I mean,
just buy one. Just. If it was two pythons, I could understand.
That's yeah. Your limit for
that, yeah.
Eating 60 grams of worms.
Yep. Yep.
And 35 3-inch worms.
Yep.
The worms don't bug me. Like that.
Oh.
I don't think that it's like little bits of cockroaches. I think
it says that they were long super worms.
Nobody else got the pun there. She said it doesn't bug her.
Oh, worms wouldn't bug me. Nice.
I know it's late. We're winding down here.
You're reaching.
3-inch. I mean, that's a big worm.
3-inch long super worms. Anyway, that guy died.
He died.
Boo hoo. Moving on.
It was sad. He didn't know that it was going to happen. He was going for a good time.
No, you're right.
He was trying to make a podcast about how many bugs he could eat. And
yeah. Thoughts and prayers for Edward Archbold.
I'm sorry, guys.
Next up, we have 29-year-old Jennifer Strange. And I think this was the one that...
I remember this one.
This whole episode was your idea.
Yeah, this is where it all kicked
inspired.
Off. I was just like... Man, I've heard some really terrible things about competitions involving food and whatnot.
This is pretty awful. So 2007, Sacramento, California, died after drinking 1.5 gallons during a contest put on by KDND of Sacramento radio station.
Boo.
It was part of
the radio station, not Sacramento.
I don't know. Have you been to Sacramento?
I have not.
My family's from Sacramento. I don't know.
Sucks.
Hey guys, if you listen from Sacramento.
You know.
Okay.
We're just going to leave it there. We'll leave
yeah,
it there.
Just, yeah, they know.
So this is part of a Hold Your Wee for a Wee contest. Hilarious, right?
You guys, since we're on a podcast, you can't see it. Wee is spelled W-E-E. And then Wee spelled W-I-I. So...
The gaming console.
Wii.
2007, that would have been, was that when it came out? It was probably brand new.
Yeah, it was brand new. Yeah. Are they even around right now?
Wii's?
Is it Wii? Okay, I don't know.
Oh, they're a big deal.
Oh, I just remember when they first came out and I was like, whoa, a Nintendo that wasn't.
Do your kids not have a Wii?
No. Don't have.
I mean, I could, maybe there's a contest we could have. I get you a Wii.
Nah.
No, you're not.
Where you can hold your urine.
Yeah, it's instead of hold your wee, it's hold my wee. For a wee? You just change one word.
Like my
the contest
or
is
I'm
a completely
super
different
confused.
Thing.
Confused.
I'm gonna pull this back in out of that.
Okay, thank you, Jared.
Ultimately, the cause of death was hyponatremia.
Hyponatremia.
Tremia. That's when the sodium It's when the sodium levels in the blood fall below normal. This inhibits the body's ability to balance fluids, control blood pressure, and for the nerves and muscles to function properly.
Just like with the black licorice, NA stands for sodium, which is an electrolyte. And when you mess with electrolytes, it just does awful, awful things to your body.
So if she would have been drinking a sports drink, she would have been okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know that. I just think that.
I'm sure that probably there's probably something wrong with that, too.
Yeah,
probably.
I think that
it seems like it's a delicate balance.
Yeah. I mean, it is when you have
our buddies.
Yeah. When you are flooding your system with fluids, it messes with your fluid shifts. It's just a lot. Like, don't mess with your electrolytes.
Don't do it. Because she was found dead at her home 6 hours after the contest.
Don't do it. Here's the, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but the ending of this is the saddest ever.
Right?
Yeah.
So she didn't even win. She got second place, which is a pair of Justin Timberlake tickets.
No, that's awful.
Talk about kicking somebody when they're down.
Right?
That's like,
I guess it could be worse. It could have been Creed tickets or
I will say
Three Doors Down or something.
I do want to mention to the podcast is kind of a up and coming thing. So we're going to continue the podcast, but I guess, so Dan and I are no longer friends and it's kind of a big deal. I did make a joke that Dan had front row tickets to Creed and I guess.
And this friendship is over now because fuck you.
Are you trying to apologize? Because you're laughing.
Is that what's happening? Is this an apology?
That's not a very good apology.
Do you want to Google apology to see what one looks like?
I was told that it was the second strike. Two strikes. So I'm not actually apologizing. I'm just letting our listeners know that.
That checks out.
That this podcast will continue. It's going to have a little strain. And if you're curious why.
We just work together now.
Colleagues.
Yeah, we're colleagues. But we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Me and Jared, still best friends, though.
So the only other thing to say about this was the jury did award $16.5 million after a wrongful death suit.
That go to her children or?
To her family.
Okay, good.
So I guess some sort of justice was served. But yeah, very sad.
That one really sucks.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, why she's trying to get a wee for her kids.
Right.
And the fact that a radio station put this contest out, not looking into the effects of like what could happen to your body.
I think
body
this has happened more than once though.
Could see that. It's such an innocuous sounding thing that you would never think like, you know, water's good for you. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that drinking too much of it could actually kill you.
Put you out of homeostasis. And that's like that's a huge thing of like your body. Like if you throw it out somewhere, it could go wrong. And it could be, as you said, innocuous black licorice. We don't realize that that could affect your electrolyte levels or fluid shifts. And they should have done some PR before they put that contest out. But none of this is Hot Wing related, right?
Like I said, I only saw one where there was a death related to hot wing eating, but it was a breaded hot wing. So,
See, and that's a chicken nugget, right? Or was it a bone?
Miniature fried chicken.
Miniature fried chicken. Okay. So he ate chicken nuggets to death.
Yeah.
That just seems like poetic justice.
That's right, because Dan doesn't like breaded wings.
I do like chicken nuggets.
Do you like fried chicken?
Fried chicken? Like from Popeyes?
Yeah, or anywhere.
Yeah, of course. Everyone does. It's fucking delicious.
That's true. That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. And again, if you would have come to me and said, I'm worried about your safety, about you eating all these hot wings.
Not worried about your safety.
I would have maybe not done this, but yet it was my pride. Just like your pride when somebody said you couldn't eat a grub.
And you ate all those grubs?
Ate one.
One grub?
Just one.
Did you feel bad?
For the grub?
Yeah.
No.
For you?
No.
Anyone? Was it good?
Victory?
Honestly, I don't remember. I was a kid. This was a long time ago.
Was it at like Bible camp or something?
No, we were getting firewood.
That seems like a weird tangent to go on. Let's stop and eat some bugs.
Well, the bugs came out of
firewood.
Some bark
for something?
No.
Getting firewood?
It's code for getting firewood.
Okay. I had to ask.
I do get what you're saying, though. When you move, disturb, like a bunch of wood, things come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, oh, so they like under
piece
the
of
wood.
Bark came, yeah, a piece of bark yeah. came off and go. A bunch of grubs underneath, and everybody's joking around. I was like, eat one. It was like,
man, kids are weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a truly horrifying episode, and that was a lot of research. So thank you for diving in. And it looked like you actually wanted to read a couple of those books that you were researching. So,
just one so far, that one. But yeah, definitely want to get into that. Unfortunately, I don't know if that's the speed of this podcast, but if you guys want to do a CIA spinoff.
There is a CIA book that I'm reading currently called Chaos, and it's about the CIA and Marilyn. I'm sorry, not Marilyn Manson, Charles Manson.
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Whoa. But yeah.
Yeah, those guys are douchebags, the CIA. They do a lot of fucked up things.
Yeah. It's our very own terrorist organization.
I wouldn't put it past them to murder a French town.
That's what I was saying. I would have been far more surprised to find out that they didn't do it.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah. Turns out it was just ergot.
No way.
Well, to our 27 listeners, thank you for listening. And
please,
Jared,
don't tell the CIA what I said.
Don't tell them about.
Guys, don't tell them.
Yeah.
Because they're not, I mean, they're not going to listen. They'll listen to everyone in America, but not our podcast.
Not a hot wing eating contest podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it.
That's it.
That's the end of the show, guys. Thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe.
Be careful with your food.
Yeah. Balance. It's all about balance and eating grubs.